Page 42, measure 24-197, City of Salem. Referred to the people by the City Council. Measure proposing annexation of 3.29 acres of property into Salem. Question, should the property located at 5092 Hayesville Drive, Northeast, be annexed? Summary, approval of this measure would annex 3.29 acres of property located at 5092 Hayesville Drive, Northeast, to the City of Salem. The property is within the urban growth boundary. Upon annexation, the property would be zoned City of Salem RM1 Multiple Family Residential. And here on page 42 is a map showing the proposed annexation acreage. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would result in annexation of 3.29 acres of territory, known as the Territory, to the City of Salem. The territory is located at 5092 Hayesville Drive, Northeast, and designated in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan as multifamily residential. Zoning of the territory, if annexed, would be RM1, multifamily residential. The RM1 zone district generally allows residential uses, bed and breakfast establishments, residential care facilities, except homeless shelters, playgrounds and parks, public buildings, community or neighborhood club buildings, and child and adult care homes. This zoning designation allows a minimum density of 8 dwelling units per acre and a maximum density of 14 dwelling units per acre based on gross acreage. A complete description of uses in the RM1 zone district is available in Salem Revised Code, SRC, Chapter 148. If annexed, the territory is estimated to have the fiscal impact of creating an annual deficit to the city's general fund in year 2005 dollars of $1,937 based on development with an average density of 11 dwelling units per acre. Adequate public facilities exist to serve the territory. In accordance with the city's adopted budget, master plans, capital improvement plan, and urban growth management process as set forth in SRC Chapter 66. Additional information regarding the proposed annexation and zoning is available for public review at the Salem City Hall, Department of Community Development, Room 305, 555 Liberty Street Southeast, Salem, Oregon, and on the city's website, www.cityofsalem.net. Submitted by Janet Taylor on behalf of the Salem City Council. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Still on page 42, an argument in favor of 24-197. Five reasons. The Salem Area Chamber of Commerce urges support on all 32 annexations. As a chamber, we encourage you to vote yes for all 32 annexations for the following reasons. Reason number one, expanding Salem's tax base. All property owners have requested their land be annexed to the City of Salem. This will expand Salem's tax base to pay for more city services without raising the tax burden on existing residents. These services include police and fire protection for our city, as well as library services, all of which are needed in Salem. Reason number two, fairness to existing residents. Property owners being annexed would begin paying their fair share for city services such as roads, parks, and other amenities. A situation on Lancaster Avenue now exists where businesses that are not part of the city are utilizing city services, and that's not fair to other residents. Reason number three, residents and neighborhood organizations gave input. These annexations were presented to the public at multiple hearings to allow residents to give their input and discuss the ideas proposed. After input was given and discussed, your city council approved the annexations for the ballot. Reason number four, thorough review by city staff. These annexations have been thoroughly reviewed by city staff to ensure that they are in compliance with Salem's codes and regulations. These proposed annexations would be subject to the city's stricter environmental and building standards than that of the county. Reason number five, the land has been designated for future growth already. This land is already in the urban growth boundary and is designated for future growth under the city's 20-year comprehensive development plan. That means the city planned for future growth, and these annexations are part of that measured, thoughtful master plan. Approval of these annexations will mean more services and fairness for residents and businesses in Salem. We urge you to vote yes. This information provided by Mike McLaren, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.